versus facts. Stats versus facts. Know where we at on the stats versus facts. Yeah, my boy, hella black.
He back.
On the stats versus facts. And you might get smacked by the stats versus facts. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Stats versus Facts. It's your boy Marsh here with the crew today. What's going on, crew?
What's going on?
Hello.
Got that man Swish. Swish in the building, baby.
You know how it
goes. Got that man Greg in the building. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? That's right. And that man Brooklyn. Yo, yo, what it look like? It's your boy Brooklyn.
Hey, I appreciate you. What's up?
Yes, my guy. Yes, sir. We lit, my peoples. We lit. So welcome to the show. Man, got some good football action and pass this weekend. Pissed off about my damn Cowboys, of course. What's new? The Eagles are trash.
Oh, wow. No. See, that's proper Cowboy attitude, I promise.
Nah. That's how you feel. Bro, they all ripped
that's
the fucking show.
Yeah. That's it. Once they lose, everybody lose, bro. They bad.
I hear that.
You know? Now we got the Saints and the Packers is another good game. We also have the NBA Finals all set up to go. So, I mean, shoot. We got a lot of stuff, so let's get into it, man. Starting off with them damn Cowboys. Of course, they lost to the Seahawks by 7, 38-31. And, oh, man. Greg, let me throw it to you, bro. Just make some sense of this, man. I don't know what to say before I go off.
We're weak on defense. We're sloppy. Yeah, our line, we didn't figure out our line until later when we put Zach Martin at right tackle. That seemed to give Dak Prescott enough time to make some plays, but we're holding up on defense. It's a lot of different little things going on.
How about a lot of different big things? Jeez.
Tony Pollard, you know, muffed that punt.
Yeah. Yeah, just, no. Absolutely. I mean, just, sheesh. Swish, give me your take from that game, bro, just before I go off.
Man, I saw the typical Cowboys. I mean, you guys look a little bit shaky out there the past couple of weeks. Managed to get a win, but I didn't see it being a game changer for you guys. I didn't see you guys doing any damage this season. I mean, I saw that out there. I saw Dak looking a little bit shaky. I mean, finally, somebody looks as bad as Wentz out there, but.
Man. Nobody looks as bad as Wentz. Anywho, Brooklyn, give me your take on the Cowboys, bro. I mean, it's the same old thing.
Thing.
Yeah, the Cowboys is the same old thing.
Bro, you gotta also too take into consideration of what's going on right now. So don't. I feel like it's funny to see you hang your hat on it though. It's really funny because that's how y'all are. Like the Cowboy fans I've seen, that's how y'all give it up. One week y'all dope, next week y'all lit, and it's like, all right. But take time, bro. Like they say in Philly, trust the process. Right, Chris?
no comment.
Okay. So let me put it to y'all this way. The Cowboys, first of all, had a muffed kickoff. How does that happen? They missed two extra points. Well, one extra point was missed, one was blocked. They had a whole bunch of penalties on both sides to where, like, on third down, they should have stopped the Seahawks, yet there's a holding penalty, a pass interference penalty, or a legal block. You know, just something stupid that the Cowboys were doing. Just stupid. And then on top of that, you're getting burned in the damn secondary. Metcalf really should have had two touchdowns, but he got a little too cute with it, and Diggs ended up hitting the ball out of the back of his hand before that it went into the end zone. Offense you know, looked pretty good outside of Dak. Dak did have two touchdowns. I mean, the second one, he, you know, almost got sacked and, you know, lost his footing and had to kind of throw it up. Our receiving corps, Cedric Wilson came out as a bright spot. Gallup came out as a bright spot. Cooper looked pretty good. Ezekiel Elliott, I am sorry, but that man cannot catch the damn ball. He had three drop passes trying to just run before you catch the damn ball. Like, what is he doing? What the hell are you doing, bro? And then on top of that, sometimes Seattle's line was they were giving Wilson a lot of time, even though Alden Smith did get to the quarterback. He's probably the bright spot of that defense, but it's just like, bro, this is another winnable game for the Cowboys, to where it just came down to, can the defense get a damn stop, which they couldn't.
Nope.
Seattle got that touchdown to Metcalf, which I thought they were actually going to run the clock down to kick a field goal. Dallas gets another shot at it. Dak takes a sack on second down, third down. He throws an interception because he almost got sacked again. I mean, it is just to the point of where I'm not surprised by it. I'm not surprised by it. I'm a Cowboys fan. I will say that. But I'm a realistic Cowboys fan. We suck. We suck. Granted, you can say you can say, oh, well, you went against Seattle. Seattle's no scrub. I get Seattle's no scrub. The Rams are no scrubs. They're right in the game, and they have too much talent to be losing these little games, too much talent to be losing these games at the end like that. Like, can we put it through? I don't know. Mike McCarthy, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think Mike McCarthy is doing a better job than Jason Garrett at this point? Because I'm ready to fire the man. Period.
Wow. Dang. Right. Thing's not even drawing the contract yet.
Yeah, I don't even think he's ready.
I know, but look, but how many special teams blunders has there been in the first three games to where the Cowboys were lucky as hell to come out and win against Atlanta? They were lucky to win that game. You tried fake punts. None of them worked. You got lucky with the onside kick because the Atlanta Falcons are just the dumbest team in the NFL right now. We'll talk about them later because they blew another lead. But, I mean, you know, it's just like, dang, man. You're 1-2. Washington's 1-2. Y'all have the freaking lead in the NFC with the Giants at 0-3 and then the Eagles at 0-2-1, where anybody can win the division if somebody gets hot.
Seven wins gonna
seven?
Win.
Yes. So I'm just like, my
typical
Lord.
NFC East for you, man.
Let's go.
But
NFC champ, baby.
Real, man. But I will say that Russell Wilson is
Goat Wilson.
Early, I mean, he's still the early MVP candidate. 315 yards, 27-45 touchdowns. That's solid, man.
That's solid.
That, I mean, that's solid. Now, Dak had 37-57, 472 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. I'm not going to say that it was on him for them losing the game. Like, Dak should get his money, you know, because he's been playing well. But when you got Zeke dropping passes like that, when you have, you know, kickers missing extra points, when you have questionable play calling on the offensive side, when your defense couldn't stop a nosebleed, like,
I agree with you, bro. I know I started this off with a little bit of hate on the Cowboys, but you know how that goes. That's the Eagles fan talking. But the losses aren't completely on Dak's shoulders, and if it comes down to him getting paid, I think he's showing that he's an elite quarterback. Yeah, man. And if he's given the right situation and surrounded by the right team, he can do something.
Yeah.
And he that
Go ahead.
No, my fault,
Josh. I was about to say he needed paper.
Yeah, no, that's just wild. Like, nah, dog. That shouldn't even still be a discussion for them anymore at this point.
It shouldn't. It should, because, look, if you put Dak, I guarantee you, if Dak were the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, they would be better. I mean, not saying that Tannehill is a bad QB, but Dak is better than Tannehill.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't have to put all that pounding on Derrick Henry, but... Anyway,
we just need to fix our O-line trouble.
Look, this is what the Cowboys need to do. You need to go ahead and fire.
Get rid of everybody.
Get rid of. Fire Jerry Jones, even though I know that can't happen. Fire Stephen Jones. You know what I'm saying? Fire the whole defensive line. No, I mean the secondary. Fire all of them. Fire the special teams. Like, I'm just thinking, Dan, clean house. Like, let's get a draft like an expansion team where we get all draft picks and pick some players from other teams or something.
Hey, you sound like a Philly fan right now, bro.
Bro, I'm tight.
But I can't because Philly had success in the. You know, let's talk about Philly. I'm done with the damn Cowboy. Philly 23-23 tie to the Bengals. Man, Joe Burrow was the best quarterback out there in that game. Carson Wentz needs to sit down. You need to start Jalen Hurts. Just give Jalen Hurts a shot because Carson Wentz is just.
I'm still not on that.
Nah.
Carson put together some nice drives for us and brought us in there to at least tie the game. So, I mean, I ain't going to throw my man under the bus like that.
That's fair.
But Carson, he's been suspect, bro. So he's under the radar. He's under everyone's radar right now. And it's understandable. I'm not happy with the way Carson plays, but I'm still not on that. Oh, get him out of here. Put Hurts in. I'm not ready for that yet. I mean,
That's fair.
This is still our quarterback, bro.
That's fair. I mean, he had these 29, 47, 225 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions.
The accuracy, man. What an inaccuracy. That's killing us.
Yeah. I mean, Burrow, 31 of 44, 312 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, he had a good game, but, you know.
Burrow's going to get killed out there. Yeah. I think he's online for the most sacks in NFL history.
Yeah.
David Carr.
Him, yeah, well, shoots. Andrew Luck used to take a lot of those too, but Burrow has no Burrow has no chance. So, it's just crazy, man. Eagles are trash too, but guess what? They might still win the NFC.
I think
playoff battle.
Hold on, I'm
not even laughing. It's true.
First one to seven.
I know we're getting our giggles on right now, but if there's a team that has an upside, they're looking nowhere but up right now, it's the Eagles, because we all know that they can play better than they're playing. So if they put together a run, they could make a run for the playoffs. You know what I mean, it's not far-fetched. It's just looking like it right now.
So it's an illusion.
Well, I mean,
do you see the effects of the pandemic with the players and how they do play compared to how they were playing last year?
Yes, because they had no preseason. Injuries. They had no preseason.
So you don't feel like a lot of this that's happening right now is like preseason? You feel me?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because they gotta be.
Because they had no preseason. Go ahead.
I'll say, but because of that is why you're so on. Like, for instance, that's why you're so on the boys right now to get it together.
Yeah,
because there's no preseason, I guess.
Right. So when you have a preseason, a lot of people are like, "Well, why the hell are there preseason games?" Yeah. But you get a chance to play against competition. Granted, your starters don't have to play for the whole game, but they get an opportunity to, you know, kind of warm up. They didn't have that. They went straight into the season. That's fine, but it just becomes that much more crucial for you to kind of get your stuff together, you know, especially, you know, in this regard. But, you know, some certain teams are just built for it, like, you know, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and shoots, even the Steelers. Steelers even won this past week. Steelers are on top of their division, and I've been telling everybody, do not sleep on them Steelers, man. Don't sleep on them. So, you know, everybody's, oh, Ravens. We'll get into the Ravens. I got some stuff talking about it. Sorry, Brandarius, but
Smoked.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But anyway, Swish, Max Kellerman the other day on First Take proposed a certain trade that he thought the Eagles could make with the Colts. And he said, if you can, send Carson Wentz to the Colts and get maybe Phillip Rivers, or just get somebody in some draft picks and then start Jalen Hurts. What do you say to that?
Ooh.
And Stephen A. said it was the most idiotic thing he's ever heard.
Yeah, I ain't want to go out there too. I mean, I ain't want to. But I don't like that at all. And I'm not a fan of Max. Just keep trying to ship everybody that's a star face in Philly out. He keeps saying that about everyone. Embiid, Simmons, Dallas Wentz. Right. I don't understand what's going on with that. But, I mean, no, Carson is still young in his career, bro. I mean, of course, he's getting older. The time to shine is how to light their own person. But I don't think we give up on Carson right now, especially not for a move like that.
Yeah.
We're talking about Hurts. If we're talking about handing the reins over to Hurts, there's a lot of people out here criticizing and questioning if he's even ready to play quarterback. They're trying to switch his position. I don't think we should just get rid of Carson, who's shown he can lead the team at least to a playoff run. We shouldn't just throw that away for a rookie, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I feel you.
That's a horrible idea, bro.
I feel you. Now, even if you were able to get a Phillip Rivers, you still wouldn't trade Wentz.
Phillip should have been retired.
I feel you.
I don't want that right now. That's not going to do anything for us. And a team that has had championship hopes ever since we went and won it. I mean, a lot of people think that we're only a couple keys away. It looks that we're not to be. But, you know, people think we're in competition every year. I don't think that's going to help us.
I got you. Totally understand. Well, I'll leave that there. We also want to talk about the Packers and the Saints. That one ended up being a 37-30 win by the Packers. Back and forth game up until that fourth quarter when now, in kind of a reverse from how the playoff game was, Taysom Hill came in and ended up turning the ball over, which led to another touchdown drive for the Packers, which kind of put that game away. Aaron Rodgers, 21-32, 283 yards, 3 touchdowns. Had some help from Lazard, who has 6 receptions, 146 yards, and a touchdown. Kamara was pretty much doing everything for the Saints. He had 13 receptions, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns, along with just 58 yards on 6 carries for the run game. Swish, I'm going to start with you on that. How dangerous are the Packers in your mind to, you know, be a threat? Do you think they're the best team in the NFC right now?
Yes, I do think they're the best team in the NFC right now.
Even over Seattle?
Slight edge.
Okay.
Lately.
Okay.
And just because of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, fair.
But yeah, I like the way they're looking. They're a well-oiled machine. They've been that way for years, and they've been right there for years. I mean, so.
Yeah, they were just in the AFC. They were in the NFC Championship last year.
Yeah, and with this pandemic year being so crazy how it is, they're coming in looking at their focus, bro, and that could be something that takes them a long way.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Go ahead, Brooklyn.
No, I'm just honestly just listening because I have no, I agree with him. I agree with Swish. Especially if you have for them, right, they have all, for the most part, returning players, right?
The Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. Really, the thing that would have helped them is if they would have gotten a big time wide receiver to help Aaron Rodgers, because they haven't had a first round offensive player for Aaron Rodgers to work with. So that's the only where that's the only place they've been lacking. But his accuracy looks great. He looks really, really good because he's kind of had injuries and other guys getting injured going down. I mean, they don't even have their number one receiver, Davante Adams, and he's a hell of an offensive threat. So when he comes back, they're going to be nasty.
Yeah.
And again, like, I'm probably going to keep on, like, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I really feel like going to what Swisher said as well, the pandemic is going to have, like, weird results on sports.
That's true.
So it's really just going to be about, if you know your personnel, who you rocking with.
Yeah.
That's for every team.
Yeah. Staying healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely that as well. Not beating up your body too much.
Absolutely. I agree. So, yeah.
My thing with the Packers is they got to fix their run defense. I think Sean Payton got way too cute in the second half. They were up 17-13 at halftime. They were gashing Green Bay on the ground.
Yep.
Rodgers didn't have the time. They're having clock management. Rodgers wasn't getting in that much of a. They were holding enough to win that game. But Sean Payton came out and started throwing the ball around, got away from the run, and then turned it into a shootout. And that's not the game that the Saints needed to play to win that game.
Especially if you don't have Michael Thomas.
Yeah, especially you get on Michael Thomas. Breeze is older now. Like, let's not engage in a shootout. Let's grind it out, run the clock. And let's move on.
Absolutely.
To win.
Absolutely. And then also switching off with the Wildcat with Taysom Hill like they do sometimes. That kind of hurts.
Just too cute.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
What are you doing?
Too cute.
Too cute. So now the Saints are sitting at 1-2, tied with the they're tied with the Panthers. They're tied with the Panthers at 1-2. And for second place, so they're gonna have to fix some things and get themselves out that hole. Otherwise, this might be Drew Brees' last season. But we are gonna take a quick break. But before we do, I have a quick fact for everybody. Did y'all know that 20 years ago we had probably one of the greatest, I want to say one of the greatest movies ever released 20 years as of last week in Remember the Titans.
Strong Side.
Mm-hmm. So that's that powerful movie. If you have not seen that movie, go ahead and watch it. We are the Titans. All right, man. We'll be right back. And we are back. Yes, sir. Me and the guys, Swish, Brooklyn, and Greg. You heard. We about to get into some basketball. But before we do talk about the NBA, I actually had a chance. This has been about 6 months before I... Since I last shot a basketball, I went out the other day and shot for the first time. Had some rims up finally. It was outdoors. Well, here's where the story gets really, really strange. I shot, ball bounced, went over the goal. So when I went to go retrieve it from the little wooded area parts, as I was coming back from getting my ball, I felt a sharp pain in my knee. I was like, what the hell? I looked down, I got stung by a yellow jacket. Dog, that thing hurt.
But your ass hit a hornet's nest when you missed.
I don't know, but after that, I mean, that pretty much told me maybe I should just hang it up. Cause boy, I was limping like a injured animal out there. That was bad. But I am since recovered and okay. A little knee swollen, so I'm not allergic. Thank you for asking. So,
Paul's life.
Welcome, bro. We was really concerned, yeah.
But going to the NBA.
Disturbing the peace, bro. What you expect?
Say what?
Disturbing the peace. What you expect, huh?
Disturbing the peace.
I do.
So going back to to talk about the NBA. We'll start out with the Lakers. Finals team number one. Beat the Nuggets in 5. LeBron came out, dropped that triple-double, 38, 16, and 10 on the Nuggets. Just completely took that game over and said, yo, I am still the guy. I'm still the best player in the world. Y'all thought this was sweet? Nah. Y'all ain't getting this.
Bro, I was going crazy on the phone.
Going crazy, as he should. Like, he had to let the world know.
Yeah. Layup line.
I can't front make you laugh, though. I can't front.
You said what?
It was making me laugh. Like, the way he was spazzing, like,
when it was timeouts or whatever. As soon as they called a timeout, he go to the sideline. He talked crazy. So, like, it was like, oh, whoa. Like, yeah. Okay. He was funny to me, though.
Yeah. Nah, he was, woo. He was killing it, man. He really, really was. AD was doing his thing. Even though AD wasn't getting a lot of rebounds, they relying that more on Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard had a good series. All things considered, Dwight Howard had a good series. Like, I think people forget that Dwight Howard can still get boards, and he's still pretty strong. You know what I mean?
Good.
So
at times, Dwight Howard is looking like one of the best centers of the court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he really was at one point. That's the strong point of that, too.
Yeah.
They said that they'd have to talk to him, though, after. He was like, well, you're like, all right, like, calm down a little bit. But I think that was dumb for them to say that. I think that was dumb for that to come out.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't think they should have. You don't got to. Nah, bro. Like, the fight he's had to learn how to be a professional, like, right. He's definitely well deserving.
Right. I mean, he played with the Lakers before, obviously. You know, that went down horribly. And then Houston. That kind of, you know, he got pushed out from there. And then between Washington and then the Hornets, like, the Hornets, he really didn't even have a bad season. He averaged 18 and 12. Then his last game before he got hurt with Washington, he had, like, 28 and 16 or something like that. Like, So, like, people think Dwight Howard's bad. I'm like, no, Dwight Howard can still play, people. Let's not forget it. Rondo, playoff Rondo came alive. Caruso was in his bag. Morris was hitting shots. Danny Green finally hit a couple of shots. Jesus. Pope was hitting a couple of shots. I mean, you know, the Lakers look good. I don't think anybody can beat them, man. I really, really don't.
I don't know, man. I think this Heat team gonna pose them a decent threat with the way Jimmy Butler looking. And they got Bam. Let me just call him Bam. They got him moving. And them shooters, bro, you really got to worry about them.
Right.
I think one of them are not going to show up, though.
Right. Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah, my bad.
No, you're good. Because I do want to talk about Denver. Great season. Made it past all expectations. People thought they might be a first round out, maybe a second round out, but they made it to the conference finals and, you know, took it to five games. So, I mean, for what it's worth, they did well. But I'm going to ask you guys this question. What was missing from that Denver Nuggets team that could have ended up pushing up? Say it again?
Sorry, not to cut you. I didn't mean to rush you.
One more time?
A veteran.
Oh, a vet? Okay.
A veteran. That's all they missed. And because I've been having this discussion since the since they finished the series. They just needed a veteran, honestly. But I have a question for everybody afterwards.
Okay.
I hate everybody else's point as well.
Okay. No, but that's a good one. Swish?
That's my other point. It's going to be that playoff presence. They don't have anybody that really has that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Greg?
I think they're missing two things. Obviously, more experience and a better defensive play from Michael Porter Jr., because they put Millsap in play a lot because of his defensive ability versus Michael Porter was scoring, so they need that to be one player,
right?
Defense and offense.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I agree.
And then Gary Harris was scoring like 5 points a game from 30 minutes. Like they needed defensive and more scoring from that position.
Right. Will Barton would have definitely helped out.
For sure. Well, Mitchell definitely hurts them because he picks up
where
I'm sorry, I'm losing his name right now. Gary Harris. He picks up when Gary Harris doesn't have a good scoring night, you can depend on Will Barton to score.
Right.
You can always depend on Gary Harris. They have their lockdown defense.
Right. But, and I agree that, you know, a veteran would have really helped too. But I'm going to go back to this point that I've been saying and harping on for the longest, because I did the same thing with MPJ. I had called for them to play MPJ for the longest. I said, y'all, play MPJ. He has the strap. He can do some things that a young Kevin Durant could do. I can see it. And they finally started playing him. He started getting it. Now, you know, he's more of a spot-up shooter because he's got to get that handle up in his defense. But for all things considered, he was doing good. Like, he's not afraid to shoot. I I am going to go in this route, guys. They need a vet too. But if the Denver Nuggets would have played Bol Bol at 7'3", let me reiterate that. 7'3", okay? Long arms. He's not slow. He can block shots. He can pull up and shoot the three. You don't see guys 7'3" that can pull up and shoot the ball like that. So in that regard, and he's going to deflect shots coming up at the, like, the guards were just driving in on Jokic because he can't stop anybody. Plumlee is just fouling people. Millsap is too small. Put Bol in the damn game and switch it up. That's all I'm saying. Switch it up a little bit. You give yourself an opportunity against the Clippers. It could have been easier. Against Utah, it could have been easier. Pull Gobert out. 7'3" that can shoot like that, man. Give the man some minutes. They would have done that.
But then
this would have been a different series.
Pastor Marshall.
You also, right?
Sermon.
Natural. you got to also, too, take into consideration that he's a young one, bro. So you putting him out there in the fire, like, he might not adjust to it like they need him to. And granted that they're in a bubble, that's not a gamble that they were really willing to take right now.
Okay, like, but my thing is...
Wait, real quick. It's a different league, bro, and you got to instill that trust into the young players way earlier in their career.
Yes.
This was no better time for them to put Bol Bol on that floor and let him shine.
Bro. Absolutely. And I'll even say this.
I don't think that good to do it, though.
Brooklyn, hold on. They played him in those regular season bubbles. He literally was in the game when Kuzma hit that miracle shot over him during the... one of, like, the last two regular season games. So he was playing. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, he doesn't play? Why? Why do you have guys there that you're not going to freaking play unless they just don't have the talent or it's a matchup problem? He's 7'3". I understand if he's, like, 7'3", Boban Marjanovic, where he can't run back quick enough. But he's 7'3", and he's agile. So what if he gets a couple of fouls? That's how you learn. Go ahead.
I promise you. And the question I have for everybody is gonna stump that point. And this is the question, right? Do y'all feel like it's okay that as an NBA player, the first year you start spazzing off, you're not gonna get the calls. But if you do it the second and continue to keep on doing it, then you'll get those, like, earn your calls. You know, that's
I think that's the dumbest thing in the sport.
It is.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. And why?
Because we playing basketball. It don't matter who I am or what my name is. It ain't got nothing to do with this play that's going on right now.
Absolutely.
It ain't got to do with the fact that I got fouled. Caught a foul. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And G?
Like, superstar calls never made sense to me, but I mean, I understand the politics behind it. They got to get they shine. I mean.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, I was going to say, it's part of the game. You know, it's kind of accepted now that superstars get certain calls in certain moments and younger players just don't. I don't know if it's just like you got to prove your stripes. It's kind of an old mentality that
it is
that society in general had.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that, no, it's not fair. It's dumb because for me, there's just something to be said about being that tall, having that type of shot, and being that agile. Like, to me, it's
but
just
Marty,
like...
he wouldn't get those, like, and I get you from the whole just a player aspect, but then I'm, again, that's why it was so great to hear you say that right before I asked you, because that is a major key of the playoffs that, unfortunately, when watching this series, it kind of annoyed me. I ain't gonna front. Because, like, Murray was really cooking. You see, like, so to hear him come out and say, like, yo, I'm not getting my calls, yada, yada, yada. I'm doing the same thing towards everybody, and I'm still not getting these calls against this team for some reason. That's basically what he was trying to say. Because he was getting those calls with everybody else.
Who are you talking about? Murray?
Murray, yeah. Mm. I feel like that's what also tainted Denver, was because he was talking about the official and during the interview. So it's like you're going to leave bitterness out there.
Well, hold on.
They're not going to want to corner for you.
Hold on. Let me say this. Because let's remember, who was the first person that said that...
LeBron and all of them, allegedly, from what I heard.
Huh?
Wasn't it LeBron and all of them that started it?
Wait, what you said? One more time?
Wasn't it Braun and all of them?
Yeah. LeBron and the Lakers. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were the ones that first. They literally called Lee and said, LeBron's not getting the fouls. Like, what? Bro. Yeah, you may not be getting some calls. Certain calls go your way. Sometimes certain calls don't go your way. I understand you're a superstar, but play the damn game. Like, that's one thing about LeBron. He's great, but the one thing that kind of gets to me is, like, when he sits there and he complains too damn much. I'm like, bro, just play the damn game, man. Just play. Mm-hmm. Go back and get it on the other side.
I feel you, but
that puts him in holes. But, I mean, nothing to take away from him because he's still great, and they're in the finals. They're probably going to win the thing. But that's just this is a small, minor peeve of mine. Go ahead, sir.
But I got to play devil's advocate, bro. Like, when you look at how big LeBron is and the amount of contact LeBron takes, there's a lot of those plays where anybody else would be a foul call. And like I just said, basketball is basketball. So if a man is getting hit in a position where he's shooting the ball, it affects the shot. It's because...
True. Yeah. And I get that. But Shaq. Shaq wouldn't get calls, though.
That's like Shaq. It's been around. It's a problem in the game, you know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the greats deal with it, so LeBron can deal with it. Right. And them going to complain about it and then turning around and getting a significant more... it's something you want to question, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And my last point I'll say just about the whole Bobo thing, man, is the way Millsap and Plumlee were playing, like, Millsap was airballing bad. Plumlee didn't even want to shoot the ball unless he was catching an alley. I'm just like, Bol is going to go out there and attack, man.
That was defense. They were in there for defense.
Right.
Yeah, but it's just like, you need guys that can score because Murray has to be able to put it together through all four quarters. He's still trying to figure that out because he comes up when it comes, you know, into the third, fourth quarter. I give him that. And then probably at the beginning of the game, but he's got to put it all together in order for him to take that next step because he has the shot. Don't, no doubt about it. And the Michael Jordan-esque layup that he did, oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, nah, he's going crazy.
Yeah, bro is like that. But there's times on the floor where the Nuggets struggle to score the ball. And I'm like, you have nothing to lose to throw in a Bobo and see what you can get. Maybe use a couple of those fouls. Make the Lakers think about trying to drive in, you know, and score. You know what I'm saying? Caruso, Rondo getting easy layups because Jokic is not going to jump. You know, challenging Anthony Davis going up.
Yo, that was funny to watch too. Like, yo, he was on like he was probably a Harden doing that. Like, yo, yeah. I was literally see this man not be not a threat at all. Like, nah, though, you're a center. Like,
Yeah, man.
You're bugging, bro.
So that's why that was my peeve about just give him a shot. Like, what else? If you don't give Porter Jr. a shot, you're not making it past the damn Jazz. You're probably not going past the Clippers either.
That's Mike Malone's MO, though, as a coach. He doesn't like playing young players. He doesn't like – he's done that since, like, a long time now. He did it with MPJ. He did it with Malik Beasley.
Right.
Like,
and Beasley he won't good do too. It. You know, I get it, and, you know, I know Pop does that too with the Spurs, you know, pees me too, but it's just, I don't know, I think I'm not going to say that ultimately cost the Nuggets the series, but I think it put a strain on their whole playoff run that could have changed some things. But I want to leave it there because I do want to be able to talk about the Miami Heat taking out the Boston Celtics in six games. That man, Tyler Hero, is different.
It's a bucket.
Straight bucket. Has, to me, I'm not going to say he don't have Curry range, but he has Curry confidence. That's for sure. Big game confidence.
Bro, he's born in 2000, bro.
Yeah, he's a whole baby.
Bro. Yeah.
A whole girl, bro. I don't care wild.
Yeah, he was
cooking them grown men.
Man, bro. Yeah. Now, y'all think it's gonna show up in the finals though?
I've had faith in Tyler Hero ever since they said he modeled his game compared to Devin Booker, and then I saw him play and he looked like Devin Booker. But he looks a little bit more efficient than Booker to me, in my eyes, and he's in a better position than Booker.
Yeah.
So I think if he does get into the lights, I think he's gonna show up, bro.
I do too.
Okay. I don't, but okay.
I think he will. There may be some games that he doesn't, because he's still trying to find his accuracy, which is why I kind of compare him to Curry, because that first, my whole gripe with Curry in the early on was he would drop 30 and then he would drop 7 points, and he might drop 29 and he'd drop 10 points. So that consistency wasn't there. But him and Duncan Robinson, Duncan Robinson is another one. Dude was literally about to go work as I believe analyst, a sports analyst or something like that.
Social media, right?
Social media, yeah, excuse me. And coming out of Michigan, because he didn't expect to get a shot. And now look at him, he's a specialist. Like, he's, in a sense, like a Korver, because that boy can shoot.
And he got one of the most beautiful jumpers in NBA history. You can stamp that. You can stamp that already.
Yeah, man. He absolutely does. Goran Dragic, he's been a good player for many years, but he's, you know, finally fitting with the right system. Dude was dropping buckets too.
And that's my thing. I don't want to skip past Goran, so let's go ahead and bring that up. Goran Dragic definitely is shining right now. He should be shining. He's been an underrated star since he left the Suns, Loki.
Facts.
Yeah. I totally agree. And it makes me mad that the Spurs drafted him and then didn't.
Y'all did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's having a lot.
Wasn't he in Houston too?
Did he?
I know he was in Phoenix.
Why do I feel like he was in Houston?
I don't think he was in Houston.
If he did, it was a brief stint.
Yeah. So, but I was going to say, last game, Iguodala was hitting shots, looking like Warriors Iggy. Jay Crowder was a dog on defense. Jimmy Butler is a dog on defense, and he was scoring. Bam! First, did y'all see Bam start bringing up the ball and just taking it right at the whole Houston, at the Boston Celtics team?
Bam is like that, bro. He has that in his game. He has that in his package. He showed that all year.
Yeah. And I did not know it was like that, though, man. Like,
me neither. I ain't gonna front. I didn't know Bam was that nice neither.
And for him to do it in the elimination game, that was big, bro.
Yeah, he went right at Tice and said, yeah, you getting fouled out. That's exactly what happened. Like,
that's the reason why Jimmy Butler, when they asked him if there was an all-star on that Miami Heat team, he said it would be Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most all-around player on that team for sure.
Absolutely. If he develops a three-point shot, I mean, he don't need it, but I'm saying if he does, that's going to make him even more dangerous.
The people they need to shoot, these people be dominant in the way that they are dominant, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think he would just need to always have a counterpart that can shoot, but his game is dope.
And that's the thing, they got that young core, so they gonna keep them together for a minute.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And Bam, funny enough, reminds me of a young Dwight Howard in a sense, because except better post moves.
Better post moves, he's better on his feet.
Bouncy too. Yeah, he's way more bouncy.
They're about the same. They're very similar in that.
Yeah, Dwight has a bounce.
He kind of reminds me of Ibaka, but just handle.
He don't got the jump shot like Ibaka.
I think you can compare him to what Ibaka grew into. Are we talking about Ibaka early or what he is now?
Early.
I think Bam is way better than what Ibaka was early.
He's ain't got the jump shot like Ibaka, but
okay.
Ibaka developed that though. He was straight.
No, when he came to, he was straight. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you. So, the Heat team in general, I mean, they're nice, man. The only thing that they're missing, which now I'll go into this finals matchup. Before I do that, I want to say congratulations to the Heat for moving on to the finals. I want to talk about the Celtics real quick before I go into talking about the Heat-Lakers matchup in the finals. So, the Celtics had a good season, had expectations about going to the finals, but the thing that hurt them, which is kind of why I picked Toronto to beat them in that series beforehand, had Siakam showed up, was the defense of Kemba Walker.
Whoa.
Yeah, people pick on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he misses right there.
Unfortunately. And you know, it sucks because Kemba was cooking early. You know, he's dropping 28, 30 points. You know, he was leading them. But as the playoffs went on, you know, dwindled down to, you know, 10 points, 9 points, 12 points, 14 points. That's not good enough. That's not going to win. That's not going to win it for you.
And it's because when those lights come on and your weaknesses start to get exposed, a lot of people back. They shy down, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you see it in their production. And that's what happens a lot with guys like Kemba, who I ain't going to say he a one-trick pony, but it's not enough to be a superstar, in my opinion.
I agree with that, because like, that's the same thing that happened with and Isaiah Thomas. Although Isaiah Thomas was putting up more points than Kemba was in the playoffs, but people would pick on him because he was only 5'9". Kemba's at least 6 foot.
I think it got to go with the size thing.
Yeah, it does, unfortunately.
It had always been a little issue with the league. Like,
yeah, unfortunately. Now, I will say this. If Kemba, the thing about Kemba, if he was a little stockier, like a Chris Paul or even a Raymond Felton, I would say he could hold his own, because stocky players on the defensive side typically do decent on holding their own, a.k.a. P.J. Tucker.
Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, VanVleet, Eric Gordon. You know, they're stockier players. So defensively, if they're going to match up against other guards, they can actually do okay, because it's going to be harder for the guards to, you know, get past them because of their size. But if you're going to keep Kemba, you need to get better at the center position. Tice is not going to cut it. Robert Williams is not going to cut it.
Not at all. Not even a little bit. Tice is definitely not going to cut it. Tice is a backup center playing center on a team that needs a center.
Yes, totally. If you get a decent center that can look for a shot, because Cantor can actually look for a shot, but I know he's had injuries and he's weak on defense.
And that's what I was about to say. I think that they had faith in it. Cantor was going to be that center for them.
Right.
But you know what?
Go ahead.
No, my fault.
I ain't got nothing to say.
All I was going to say is if the Celtics wanted to get a center that can post, get you boards, and not necessarily shoot the three, because they have a lot of guys that can do that. They're pretty deep, you know, with guys. Maybe you go after an Andre Drummond. You know,
that'd be perfect for them.
I don't think they're gonna get a Karl Anthony Towns.
He would be perfect too.
He would be too. Maybe Hassan Whiteside, who's not getting time in Portland, because people forget
he's a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free.
I think he's out of it.
Yeah, so
he's out of Portland.
Yeah, he's out of there. So, I mean, I think Houston may make a run after him if they're smart. But, I mean, if you're the Celtics, maybe you throw your hat in the ring to get him, because he's still a decent player, man. He really is.
He just got immature ways sometimes.
Yeah,
and not a lot of people want to deal with it.
That's true.
But real quick, I think the Kemba point is cool. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to put a little bit away about it, because just being a New Yorker, of course, right? But... But I think also too, they gotta get rid of Gordon Hayward, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what's also messing up Kemba. Because mind you, Gordon has the ball in his hands too much. Like, I seen Kemba bring up the rock and either had to give it to Tatum or Gordon, and it's like to run that play that is like a baby triangle offense, like a flex almost, and it's like, dog, you are really holding on to college too long with keeping Gordon and the coach Brad together. Like, y'all gotta separate that, because it's not gonna work.
I feel.
Yeah, it's really Draga.
Yeah, super Draga. My guy, super Draga.
Nah, I feel you. Gordon is not working there right now, but I just like the fact that they gave him a shot to show that he had something left after that the injury.
I mean, and here's the thing, Brooklyn. Gordon wasn't there against the Raptors, and Kemba didn't really show. So I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, I still think you should get rid of him, but that's still on Kemba, though. Mm. You know, Tatum's still... Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think teams like the Celtics, the Clippers, Golden State, they have a mandate where they believe that they want to invest in wings and guards. They don't want to invest in centers.
Right.
At all.
They want to have the wings and the guards. That's where they see the game is going. So that's why they have Hayward, Brown, and Tatum. Clippers have Morris, Kawhi, George.
You know, you can even go as far as to say the Celtics are a small ball team.
Yeah.
And with G making that point, I never really realized they kind of are like a baby East Coast version of the Clippers.
Yeah.
With the PG and Kawhi Leonard type of ordeal. Okay. Being in Tatum and Jay.
Right. But even saying that, I will say this. How you win championships in the end is having that rim protector.
Granted, I know
the Warriors won because they were shooting out.
They had it.
Yeah, that, but I was going to say, they had Bogut. You know, they had a guy to protect the rim. So, I mean, as long as you have that, more than likely you're going to be successful moving forward. So, but we're going to leave it there. We're going to take a quick break and come back. But another quick fact. Did y'all know that this is the 6 year? Actually, I have a couple of quick facts. Did you know that, number one, this is Andre Iguodala's sixth straight year he's going to the finals.
Mm-hmm. No, gangster. I did not know that. That's fire.
That's crazy.
Gangster. Yeah.
They call them Robert Horry 2.0.
I like that.
How many did he win with Golden State?
He won three.
One?
Three.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he won three.
He was there for the whole...
Yeah, he's there for the whole ride. So that's one. Mm-hmm. The second
that turned into a hell of a career for Iguodala, dog. Wow.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Yep. When I saw that, I said the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Just from being one of the best dunkers from Philly, drafted him to ended up in Denver where it was a little bit rocky.
Mm-hmm. Right. And never really panning out as the star player that they thought he would be. To end up with three chips under your belt, that's fire, bro.
Yeah.
And the Finals MVP as well, Marty.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Because he never really got the keys, though.
No.
He got the keys when AI left.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I gave it to Lou.
Yeah, he really wasn't, like, he did get the keys when AI left in, what, 2007?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was there for, what, another...
He was there, I think, with 2 years with Lou Will. But yeah. That's when Lou Will was starting to emerge, too, as well. And right. Y'all high-key gave Lou the look because of the whole AI.
Lou got a lot more of the shots.
Right.
Yeah, because Lou was wild. Though. I ain't gonna
lie. Right.
Lou was wild.
But
yeah, he was dream chaser.
So from that first stat to the second one, did you realize that from 2010 to 2020 till now, I guess really from 2011 to 2020, the Heat or the Warriors have been in the finals?
I knew that one.
Oh,
word? Yeah. So after... from that 2010-2011, from that 2010-2011 season, when LeBron first showed, they went four straight finals, then the Warriors went five straight, and then this year the Heat are back in there, so...
Oh, wow.
Real quick, early predictions. Do the Warriors make it back anytime soon? Next year, maybe?
Depends on who they get. Yeah. But we'll talk about it. We will talk about it.
Just real quick.
Hold on. I got to go to break, though. So we'll come back and talk about it, all right? All right. We'll be right back. Yes, sir. Still got the crew with me here. And now we're about to give you our early predictions for the Lakers against the Heat. Man, Lakers in five. That's all I got to say. Bron's winning the chip. Next.
That was quick.
What'd you say?
Hold on. I say Lakers in five. The reason why I'm saying that, the Heat will get one. Don't get me wrong. But they can't match up with the size and the length of the of the Lakers. Pause, as Brooklyn would say. But yeah, they can't.
My fault. I was looking at something just now. I didn't say that.
Nah, but anyway, that the Lakers have, you know, too much size and length. Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, McGee, they're going to use them. Morris is going to be a dog on defense. LeBron is going to play, like, LeBron plays clutch defense. He may not play defense all the time, but he does play clutch defense. So we got to look at that. Caruso's hitting his stride. Rondo's hitting his stride. I don't see the Heat being able to take him out, except for maybe one game where Jimmy Butler might hit a high 20s game, but he's going to have an average 30 for the Heat to take the Lakers to maybe 6 or 7 games, but I just don't see that happening. So Lakers in 5. Swish.
I'm going to go ahead and say Lakers in 6. I think the Heat got enough grit on that team, put them in a fight that they'll get 2 games. I think it's almost guaranteed, honestly, that they're going to get 2 games, if you ask for me.
Okay. Greg?
I ain't so much to say about it, though. You covered a lot of bases. I just disagree with you on them not being able to steal another game.
Now you good. Greg?
Yeah, I think it's Lakers in 6. I think for the Heat to put up more, to move the series further along, Bam and Jimmy's going to have to, Anthony's and LeBron, and they're going to have to shoot lights out from the 3-point range.
Yeah. But that 3-point bug and the ability to semi-match those 2 stars is what's going to give them the fighters chance. And that's why I think they're going to steal that second game that March saying that they will get.
Right. If they can do that.
Yeah, because their team is different now. The Heat's team different from when they met in the regular season. For sure. They have Crowder. They have Iguodala. Hero stepping up. Duncan Robinson's available now. Dragic is coming into his own right now.
I agree.
So it's a little different than they played when they, in the middle the regular season. But, I mean, they're going to have to match. I mean, Bam struggles with the length of Anthony Davis.
And once he's in foul trouble, it's over.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Food down there. I mean, Miles Leonard is enough to put a big body on him.
But he don't really play much. He do have Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah, he's gonna have to if he's in foul trouble.
Right.
Miles can play. They're a deep team. I mean, they're enough to do a little bit damage.
But those, it's
star,
like,
players that they had. Stars, but.
Right. If they would.
Yeah, they're gonna want to play small, and the Lakers are gonna want to play big, and so.
Right now, if the Heat are gonna want to play small.
Yeah. With Crowder at the 4.
Right. Yeah. Now I will say this: if the Heat still had Whiteside, I would say 6 or 7 games, but I just don't see it going past 5 for me. Brooklyn?
I see a sweep happening.
Okay.
I possibly see a sweep just because I don't feel like one of the shooters are going to show up. I don't know if it's going to be Hero or if it's going to be
Robinson
yet. Mm-hmm. I don't think that having Butler and Bam go off is going to be enough. And I think, really and truthfully, that Dragic is going to get dealt with by Rondo.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, he's not going to be able to physically keep up with him. And they're going to use that to their advantage. They're going to run a lot of pick and rolls, mm-hmm. I could see, to put Dragic on somebody else that can abuse the fact of him not being, you feel me, how he used to it, let me say.
Right.
And then...
Vet right now, bro.
Huh?
You're a vet. You're slighting a vet right now.
I'm slighting a vet off the fact of just another vet that won. Like, 2 vets that won.
Fair.
Like, because when Braun and Rondo are on the floor together, it's like that's 2 points. Really 3 in a sense.
No, it's 3, Pete. Remind you, that was.
Oh, no. No, definitely. Now, I hear you. It's just. I rock with Dragic. I like him a lot, but he's not rocking with Rondo. Like,
respect the dragon.
Yeah, oh, that is what it is. Like,
right,
play on Rondo, man.
I agree.
I don't better. Yeah. So and then
also,
they could play.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, my fault.
Now, I was gonna say in the regular season, the Lakers did beat the Heat 2-0. Go ahead.
And then they don't have any answer for what the Heat could do. What the Lakers can do. Mm-hmm. If Lakers, like I just said before, if the Lakers want to play big, there's no answer at all. They want to play small. Even if the Lakers were trying to say, we'll play the small ball with you guys. Right. It still doesn't match up. Their small ball is not that small.
Right. So yeah, Davis at the five. And you probably have Kuzma or Morris at the four, or at, you know, or Kuzma at the three, something like that. LeBron at the three. And then Danny Green or Pope at the two, then Caruso or Rondo at the one. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
And then they're not deep enough for I think a lot of people, too, got L.A. messed up saying they're not as deep. Because I've heard people say that Miami is deeper than L.A., but I think it's actually the other way around, just because Miami's deepness is not going to rock with L.A.'s. Like, Olynyk, I'm sorry, bro.
Right. I think, well, okay, I'll say it like this. The Lakers, you know, have they're a bigger team than the Heat. So, and having said that, the Heat don't have a top five or two top 10 players on their team right now, such as the Clippers, which is the reason why, even though the Clippers weren't that big of a team and they could play a little bit smaller ball, mm-hmm. you know, with the Heat, they don't have that. So that's why the Lakers are just going to be able to abuse them on the inside. So having said that, you know, that's my five. And I understand where you're coming for, your sweep. So, but we will have to see. We will have to see. But I think LeBron definitely gets his fourth ring. Anthony Davis gets his first. And then we move on.
And they did it for Kobe.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it was like it was their year to win it. So, but speaking of those Clippers, Doc Rivers is out as the head coach. So I'm going to start with you, Brooklyn. What do you think is the best fit for him moving forward?
New York got somebody?
Huh?
New York has somebody?
New York hired Tom Thibodeau.
Right. And that was recently, too. Yeah, I think Doc could just chill, bro. Yeah, I'm sorry to be...
Go watch Austin.
Yeah, just chill. Just be... if Austin has kids, be a grandfather. Like, you're a winning coach. Regardless of how the league want to paint it, he's a winning coach. And I want to give Philly to somebody else, so...
Okay. I think Doc Rivers already is a grandfather from his daughter and Seth.
Oh, yeah, dog. Or, that's it, you good. go play with the grandkids and teach, show them basketball like they're not gonna play, right? They probably are though, most likely.
Yeah, I think they have kids. I don't know.
Go ahead and
I know that they're married. So,
just do that. And then, that was it.
Okay, Greg.
I think you sent him to Philly. I think. Kind of a similar team that he had in Boston. You've got Rondo as Ben Simmons. You got Embiid as KG. I think he could figure out a way to put them together, and he's good with dealing with big personalities. So
who's your Paul Pierce?
That's what they got to find out. They got to get that.
Fair.
Ooh. It could be what's bro?
Nope. Don't even say it.
Tobias.
Nope.
Tobias. Nope. Marshall's favorite player.
I was waiting for Marshall. He wasn't trying to include me in the question, but it's all right. I was going to wait my turn.
I was going to include you in the question. I was waiting for Greg to finish. Go ahead.
Tobias Pierce.
I like Doc going there to the Sixers, too. The more you guys talk about it, I've been thinking about it. I think that's a great move. And it's a great comparison for you to make because it's a challenge for Doc.
Right.
But he's great at making locker rooms come together.
I agree. I like that too. I like Doc going to Philly. Either him or Mark Jackson. I can see one of them too.
Mark Jackson. I just want to see Mark Jackson over there.
Right, but I can see either one of those two going to Philly. I agree with you. Switch, continue.
Switch.
Well, no. I was just gonna piggyback off of what G said because I mean he said it. He described why Doc needs to go there perfectly, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I kind of. Yeah. I'm gonna switch my opinion as well. I agree, G. because the ring is definitely more respected too.
It's more respected. About it like that. Doc is more respected. He gonna be able to get their ear. He gonna get Embiid to listen. He'll probably get him in the gym. He's going to have Simmons working. I think Doc is a cool deal. Because, I mean, Mark Jackson, he's been away. He's been commentating. He's probably been talking trash. They probably not going to respect his voice.
I think also, too, that he could only probably benefit Ben the most. Just from that point guard mentality.
Right.
It won't really rubbish on, like, an MB. Because you're right. That's when the ring kick in. Like, all right, well. You ain't really won like that. Right. Well, I'm gonna listen to you, even though he's a top five player of all time, though.
Right.
In his position.
I feel you. You know, maybe.
Wait.
Who'd you say? who'd you say the top five?
What did you say?
Mark Jackson. No, he's got like the top five assists of all time for PG.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't slate that. Can't.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said he's the top five player of all time. I was like, what?
Yeah.
My bad.
Try to slide it in.
Pizza. You feel me? Shout out to the Brooklyn Knight, New York by Queens. Yeah, all that. Yeah, word.
I got you. Now, Brooklyn, to your point that you said about him just chilling, I mean, if he did just chill, maybe his voice would completely come back. So,
all right, relax. Yeah, you got a spark.
You know, I've told you. All right, let me stop.
It do sound crazy, though.
Yeah. I remember Jamie Foxx did an impression of him. He's like,
"Yo,
guys, we gotta win. I need to get my larynx fixed."
Right, you got the guys and everybody's on it.
All right, let me stop. So, who would be the Slish? I'm gonna ask you this: who would be the best coach and fit for the Clippers?
Somebody like Ty Lue, maybe.
Okay.
I've got experience with them with the big ego coach and Bron.
Okay. Fair. I
mean, you see what they did in Cleveland. I think he would be respected in that locker room.
Okay. Greg?
Yeah, Ty Lue's probably the top candidate after what he did with Cleveland. I'm going to go with Darvin Ham. He's under Mike Budenholzer tree, which has had success in the league with Snyder and the Jazz, and Jenkins with Memphis. I think he's ready to be a new coach and ready to take over.
Okay. I like that.
Y'all ready?
But the thing I like about the NBA, man, is the way that these coaches, they branch out from underneath each other, and it's like they're molded. Like, you look at how Popovich is like the godfather.
Yeah.
It's just making sure the game keep going in the great direction.
Absolutely.
Got to get new blood in there.
Yeah.
Facts. Go ahead, Brooklyn.
That was a great segue into my point. I think that they should give it to Becky.
Becky Ham.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be a breath of fresh air, not just for LA but the league, and her and Kawhi. Her and Kawhi having that. It is Becky, right? That's on the pod.
Yeah, Becky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to make sure. Yeah, her and Kawhi having that, they won together. And
I don't think she was on the coaching staff then.
You sure?
I don't believe she was. Not yet.
Because didn't she win in the G League, like right before, and then got bounced up?
Was it still?
I
don't know. I don't think she was on that championship. Team, but I know I think she came in the next year and joined the coaching staff, and she did win in the G League with those guys. Yeah.
All right.
Right.
I just like her just to shake it up, really, and because it's LA, so it just fits the whole thing.
Right. Right. For me, I have two guys in mind. One would be a Lionel Hollins. Lionel Hollins. Hasn't coached in the league in a little bit. The way he was dismissed from Memphis was, in my eyes, straight ludicrous. Because he had them boys playing. It's not his fault that Mike Conley Jr. couldn't get his three-point shot together. Which he couldn't. You know, had he done that, they might have ended up going to the finals. So, but he had those guys playing. He had Tony Allen, Zebo, Marc Gasol, Conley. Who else did they have? They had another guy on the bench. I think Bayless was there too at a point, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they had some guys. So.
And quick question.
Wait. Was it Holland? Was it Hollins that was Memphis? Now I might be getting them mixed up.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Preacher man looking with the sharp haircut. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking it was Hollins because I remember Fitzdale also coached there, but I was like, I think Lionel Hollins.
No, you're talking about the right person.
Okay.
And I was just gonna say just real quick that Becky was there at 14. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was rocking on 14. You think he's been away for too long though?
I mean right now he's an assistant for the Lakers.
Okay, I'm tripping now.
So
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he was with the Grizzlies. Yeah. So, yeah, he's been an assistant coach with them, with the Lakers, since 2019. I think he deserves another shot, man. I really, really do, and I think that would be a good one. But it would be between him and, I mean, Mark Jackson, you know, we were already mentioned him. But another guy I think that I would like to see with a shot is Sam Cassell. And he's already right there with the Clippers.
Ooh.
That is true.
You know,
that's great.
And it doesn't help a lot of All-Stars become greater, too.
Right. And I know he's there with Ty Lue. And I can understand, you know, Ty Lue possibly getting the nod over him. But I'm just like, hey, man. Ty Lue coached in Cleveland. I understand he coached LeBron. They, you know, ended up winning the championship in 2016, but at the same time, I'm just like, after that, I know they went to the finals and so that, but that's because you had LeBron. Granted, now you have Kawhi, you have kind of a disgruntled team. I don't know if he's the right guy to fit that mold. I think Cassell's attitude playing into the coaching style would get the respect of those players to get back on board. So that's why I'm going to go with Sam Cassell. To Sam Cassell or Lionel Hollins?
Can't hang on those choices.
Right. So.
Okay.
But we will see moving forward. We'll see what they end up doing with their team. I'm very, very very excited to see what they do moving forward. But before we get on out of here, guys. Do want to mention one quick thing. Oladipo reportedly leaving. Maybe might be leaving the Pacers. Where he might fit well. Shoots. Maybe he goes to L.A. Who knows? I mean, injured guy comes back. To the Lakers. If you get rid of KCP, you get rid of Danny Green and put Oladipo in there. Shit.
Yeah, they could mess around and make some room for him.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility.
Or Dallas.
He could go to Dallas too. That's another good one. Yeah. So, but. I do want to get back into the NFL. Talk about this Chiefs Ravens game. I'm very disappointed in the Ravens. I'm very disappointed in the Ravens, man, because Lamar Jackson was supposed to take that next step. Like, I understand he can run. He can run all day. The line. I know he got sacked twice. He lost the fumble, but it's like, bro, you got 91 yards? Come on, man. 91? Are you trying to say, is your receiving core that bad? I mean, they got some decent guys. He got to do better, man. He's got to do better. 9 and 19 passing? That's not going to cut it, man. It's not going to cut it.
Yeah, especially under them big Monday Night Football lights up against your damn near arch nemesis. You got to give me a better game than that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, him and Mark Andrews couldn't get on the same page.
Build up behind that whole game, too.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I agree. So Mahomes came out balling. He, now that's the Mahomes I want to see as the MVP. Like, he came out straight gangbusting. You know, four
touchdowns. I told you I saw last week towards the end of that Chargers game, bro. He was on point.
Right.
So I saw him coming into form. So I was kind of expecting that coming into this game. I think he was going to do what he did.
Right. And my apologies. Lamar Jackson was 5 of 18, 90, 5 of 20, 15, excuse me, can't talk. 15 of 28, 97 yards, one touchdown. I mean, that's terrible. You can't. I understand you can run because he did. He did 9 carries, 83 yards. Cool. But you got to be able to throw the ball, man. You got to be able to, you know, get some shots. And granted, guys did drop some passes. Andrews dropped some passes.
Yeah. He
dropped the touchdown pass. But Mahomes, man, 31 of 42, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns, and ran for one. I mean, that's, yeah, that's a guy who's between him, Russ, and Aaron Rodgers, MVP candidates right there.
Yeah, and Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy's play calling was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Their plays, they came up with the designs and stuff. I mean, Baltimore was just didn't know what to do.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely right. So, the Chiefs, man, they're marching in the right direction. They absolutely are. Two side games I want to mention. The Bears beat the Falcons 30-26 after after putting in Nick Foles, Slish, your guy.
Championship Foles.
Don't remind me, man.
To replace Trubisky and come back from being 16 points. He replaced Trubisky. They came back from 16-point deficit to beat the Falcons 30-26 and go to 3-0. The Bears?
Man, people better stop playing with Nick, man. Bring that man in off the starting lineup.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably going to be their starter for now. Trubisky might be done. Got benched in the third. So
pour one out for Trubisky.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, I think it's done. And then the other game, which is the Bills and the Rams. The Bills almost blew a 25-point lead. And because of a interesting pass interference call that leaves many people with a bad taste in their mouth, think that that's what won the Bills that game. But even with that, Jared Allen, 24-33, 311 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He's looked very, very good. And I understand, you know, Goff, 23-32, 321 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Cup, 9 receptions, 107 yards, 1 touchdown. And Henderson, which we talked about, 20 carries, 114 yards, 1 touchdown. I mean, he, as the running back, he was killing it. But the Rams were down by 25 points. In the first place, and you right. came back, you took the lead, and that one play, you can't really blame it on that one play. I understand it was big. Look, I mean, look what happened to the Saints when they lost to the Rams, you know, in the NFC Championship game when that pass interference that should have been called but wasn't. It's kind of what goes around comes around. Stuff happens, but you can't put yourself in that hole.
Good old call.
Patty.
Yeah.
I think what's weird about the Bills this year is their offense is clicking on all cylinders and their defense is kind of not. They're supposed to be a top five defense and they're not really performing like that.
Right. But they're on top of the AFC East right now. I mean, obviously no Cam. I mean, not no Tom Brady. Cam's doing his thing. So we'll see how long that lasts. But I want to give a quick shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Shout out to him.
Say it again. What was that, Brooklyn?
I was saying shout out to Cam.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out to Cam. But I was going to say a quick shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning the Stanley Cup over the Dallas Stars 2-0, 6 games. Did their thing. WNBA, I believe we have a final. The Aces beat the Sun 66-63 to advance to the WNBA Finals to play against the Seattle Storm. So that one will be a very, very interesting series. I'm definitely going to tune in. Brianna Stewart is...
That's
going to
be fine.
She was not going to let the Storm lose. That's all I know. So, shout out.
Salute.
Yep.
Hello.
And MLB playoffs are also set. This year they're doing an 8, or they're doing a 16-team playoff field. So they had some of their first games going on, or the first games are going to go on soon. So as series go on, we'll get more into it. But a lot of sports around, man, and I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. But that'll do it for this show. Also, if y'all hadn't, go check out Cutman's Corner. Me and Danny G broke down that Adesanya Costa fight. Good analysis there. As always, you can catch us on Breaker. You can catch us on Google Podcasts. You can catch us on Radio Public. You can catch us on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
And you can catch us on Anchor.fm. Yes, sir. Under that, Stats VS period Facts Sports Talk. Again, Stats VS period Sports Talk. If you ain't got that VS, you got what, Slish?
That BS, boy.
You listen to that BS. That's right. Also go follow YouTube under the same Stats VS Facts. Facts VS period Stats Sports Talk. And follow the Twitter and IG at SVF Sports Talk. We got it going on. Crazy. Running it up, yard. And
we're everywhere.
Yep. And also check out that man Gochi Swisher. And that man, Hefe Pioneer, with the music. You know what I'm saying? I think they need a reminder.
Man, they need a reminder. You know, some new work coming out, baby. You go ahead and tune into that.
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
Absolutely. You know, Hefe comes for the land of the rude boy. Dreadlock, Rasta.
4740. That's a fact. Love and love.
Absolutely. So... But, again, we thank y'all for listening. Popeyes, if you're listening. Chicken for a Buck on a Tuesday. Absolutely going hard.
Man, it's ridiculous.
Shout out.
Let's get that sponsorship money.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm gonna shout out maybe one day I'll potential sponsor after y'all go over there. I wanna hear what y'all say first before we give them some love.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Shout out to them.
Absolutely. But for Swish, Greg, and Brooklyn, it's been your boy Marsh, and we'll catch y'all next time on that.
Stats versus facts. Ayy. Stats versus facts. Ayy. Ayy. Know where we at on the stats versus facts. Yeah, my boy, hella black. He back. On the stats versus facts. And you might get smacked by the stats versus facts. Ayy.